friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We are studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is day 25. The Everlasting Kingdom of the Son of Man, Daniel 7:13-14. And welcome to Wednesday following the fourth Sunday in Advent. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we're looking at passages that reveal your glory, that point to you hundreds of years before your birth. Open our eyes to understand better the Son of Man and your kingdom, Lord Jesus. We pray in your name, amen. Daniel has a vision of heaven that has a lot to do with Jesus' ministry on earth, as well as his future in the last days. Daniel 7:13. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man. In the Old Testament, the term son of man is an Hebraic way of saying human being. It occurs 107 times in the Hebrew Bible. In our passage, Daniel is saying that he sees someone in his vision who looks human. As we study the first three Gospels, especially, we see Jesus using Son of Man as a title. The title was ambiguous in his day, not nearly as clear, politically volatile, and polarizing to the Jews of his day as the title Messiah. As we study Daniel's prophecy, we begin to see that Son of Man is actually a title full of divinity and glory and power. By taking the title Son of Man, Jesus is saying, I am the Son of Man spoken of in Daniel's prophecy, and he confirms this in his trial before the Sanhedrin, Matthew 26:64. Let's look more closely. Verse 13. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. A number of Old Testament passages see God as riding on the clouds. No one else in the Bible but Yahweh himself comes with the clouds. This is an earmark of divinity. Later, Jesus mentions coming on the clouds as a sign of his own second coming, nearly always using the title Son of Man. Verses 13-14, he approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. Ancient of Days, of course, is a title for Yahweh, King of the Universe, seated in his throne room, surrounded by myriad attendants, books open, ready to render judgment, the eternal God. Now, the Most High God, Yahweh himself, the holder of all authority, glory, and sovereign power, gives these very prerogatives of divinity to one like a son of man. Jesus, the Son of Man, is himself the recipient, the glorious King of the kingdom of God. Jesus claims this in Matthew 28. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Not only does Yahweh acknowledge him as divine king, so do the peoples of the world, according to this vision. Verse 14, all peoples and nations and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. This looks forward to the day that Paul foresees, Philippians 2:10-11, when every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When you read the book of Daniel, you see great world powers rise and fall. Their end is destruction. However, the dominion or kingdom given to one like a son of man is different. It is everlasting, will not pass away, will never be destroyed. Other kingdoms, even great empires, meet destruction before the next great empire. But this kingdom, the final kingdom, is the great rock that destroys them all and will never itself be destroyed. It is the kingdom prophesied in Daniel 2:44. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. This kingdom is alluded to in Bethlehem, where the angel proclaims, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." But the kingdom didn't begin in Bethlehem. It began in the mind of the Father before the beginning of time. As he formed the children of Israel in the wilderness, he reveals himself as King of Israel. It progresses as Saul and then David are proclaimed King of God's people. In Jesus is found the promised Messiah, the anointed one descended from David, who will deliver his people, the Son of Man of Daniel's vision. And finally, Christ will reign over this unshakable kingdom forever and ever. All this wonderful plan of God is fulfilled in the child lying in a manger in a stable in Bethlehem. As the songwriter put it, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Discussion question 25, based on Daniel 7:13-14. What does the Ancient of Days grant to the Son of Man? Why do you think Jesus used the title of Son of Man, even though most didn't understand its importance? What does Jesus' authority mean to you and to your life? Let's pray. Jesus, King, Heavenly Son of Man, we exalt and praise you. We bow before you and acknowledge you as having all authority, dominion, and power. You are King of Kings and Lord of all so-called lords. You reign. Hallelujah. Let us serve you as behooves the service of a king. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.